I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody, it's Corey Heppel at 10:08 this morning on this Thursday, September 17th. Hope everyone's morning's off to a great start. You can follow along at Corey Heppel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And also right now, you can listen right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. That's great. But if you'd like to see us, you can do that too and just pull up the WCCO Radio Facebook page and or Twitter account, and you can live stream us right now because we are talking to the very talented Ashley Henderson. She's incredibly funny. My only thing this morning, Ashley, is that I was a little bit annoyed that you're wearing a Dolphins hat and not a Vikings hat, but it's okay.
I didn't wear my purple shoes today. That's all.
That's right. You assured me it's just because it's matching the rest of the wardrobe.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm not really a Dolphins fan. I actually don't even watch football.
What, you don't watch, like, never? Or just because of the politically now?
Well, no. Like, I mean, before I never was into it. Like, and it's crazy because my younger brother's a professional football player. Like, I watch his games intentionally, but, like, I'm not into football.
Wait, who's your younger brother?
Chantrell Henderson.
Oh, yeah. He went to Creighton, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then I was hoping he was going to be a Gopher, and then he wasn't a Gopher. What did he go to? Miami?
Yeah, warm. We had to go somewhere warm.
Okay.
I guess I'm close enough then.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you yourself have had a really nice budding career here. You've been named, you know, one of five Minnesota comics to watch in 2019. You're at the Poor House now tomorrow night. You grew up in Minneapolis. How did you get started in comedy? Were you funny as a kid?
Yeah. Like, okay. So it's crazy, right? I was always funny. My personality. It was one time when I was like four, my grandparents and my mom were watching, Def Comedy Jam, and I wanted to watch it. They wouldn't let me watch it. I stole the tape, went and watched it, and then like randomly performed it for them word for word, from there. And then just growing up, people said I should do it. One day in 2016, I went to Acme Comedy Club and did an open mic, and I've been good ever since. So I fell in love with it. That's kind of how I got started.
Did you like memorize skits then, or like did you do impersonations like when you were younger?
I've always, like, when I watch movies, if I watch a movie once and it catches me, then I'll know that whole movie just from watching it. Like, that one time. So I've always kind of been able to do that, yeah.
Yeah, like what movies were in your wheelhouse? What movies did you grow up on?
Man, okay, so my grandparents were movie watchers. We watched everything from Tombstone to The Wiz, which is one of my favorite movies. It's actually one movie that inspires me. And, The Five Heartbeats, Paid in Full. I love every kind of movie there is. But Tombstone, definitely one of those movies.
I just wouldn't have guessed Tombstone.
Yeah, nah, I was raised by my grandparents, so I watch a catalog, like a wide catalog of movies.
Yeah, yeah. So you're interested at a young age, but did it feel like, oh, I can't do this for my life, like this isn't a career, and then did it come later? Is that how it worked?
Well, I was more interested in acting. I never really thought about doing stand-up comedy. Like, it never even crossed my mind to be a stand-up comedian. I think even as a kid, like, I always watched all of the comedy shows, like Comic View and stuff like that, but it never crossed my mind to do it, you know? Once I became an adult, people started saying, my friends would say, like, man, go to an open mic. And then my friend Ebony Thomas, finally, it was something about her, the way she said it, I guess. She was like, dude, if you don't go, I'm gonna drag you. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just go do it. And in my head that night, I'm like, if nobody comes, I'm gonna just say I did it and, not, and never do it. You know, but everybody that said they were coming came. It was over 15 people. I had to do it.
So what do you have to get yourself in a zone? Do you write things? You know, how does it? How? What's your process like?
Man, you know what? I have more than one. I write. I create stuff like ideas. Like I'll be driving, and I'm like, man, that seems like that would be funny. I might perform that as if it happened. And then most of the time, I just get up there and talk. I'm naturally funny. You know, a comedian Lunell said, you know, some people do stand up comedy, some people are stand up comedy. I like to think that I am.
Yeah. Well, you've got an incredible energy too. And that's something that not everybody has. Like, I mean, you're just, when you watch yourself, and I did I went on a rabbit hole yesterday and looked at a lot of your stuff. Yeah. But you just have just a tremendous energy. Is that just like, are you that way off stage? Because some people they just have this stage persona. They get up there and they're a completely different person, but are you like the same person on stage that you are off?
I am. I'm like, I'm so complex. Like, you know what I mean? And I think it comes out in my comedy. There's not a side of me that you don't see. You know what I'm saying? When I'm being funny. So everything that you see on camera or on stage is who I am off stage and off camera. Like, even right now, I'm struggling with this homeschool stuff because I have to remember that I have to be a parent. You know, my daughter's trying to do school and I'm walking through the house with costumes and makeup and, you know, just ideas, you know? So, you know, this is who I am through and through.
How old's your daughter?
She's 12.
Okay. Yeah. So how are you hanging in there? I know the remote learning and being a dad and trying to, you know, teach our kids too, and it's a lot.
Yeah, man. I think the hardest thing is remembering that they're always on camera. So like I'm walking through the house, I'm like, oh shoot, turn the camera off. I'm like, oh God, I want to get this.
You always have to be on. That's the one thing. Now, have you been on stage now since the pandemic, or will this be your first time performing again live?
No, actually, right when they opened up some of the comedy clubs, I performed for the House of Comedy. And that was an emotional experience for me, actually. That was probably the most emotional performance that I've had. Because it was following after the death of George Floyd. And so I was in the community doing all of the work that needed to be done at that time. And so to transition back into that, like throughout that whole process this summer, it was hard for me to even think about my notebook, you know, which is usually my escape, you know, and to balance the real emotion that I was feeling with having to also be an entertainer, that was hard for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've used your platform for a very good cause too. I know this summer you've really helped out in the community. And can you tell people, like, what did you do? And you told us why. I mean, that was clearly on your heart. But what were you doing this summer?
Well, initially, when all of the marches and stuff happened, I wasn't able to go. I got infected by the virus at that time. And so I stayed in the house for those couple of weeks and did all my stuff that I needed to do. And once I was able to go out and help, what I did was I started going to all of the marches and delivering water and milk of magnesia to the people that were marching, to all the people that were on the front line that had been gassed and different things like that. I was giving them milk and different water as I could. From there, the riots happened. And once the riots happened in North Minneapolis and our local grocery store was affected by those riots, we went out there to clean up. We went to clean the neighborhood up. And then that's when I got the idea to start Northside Emergency Resource Pop-Up, which is our grassroots organization that provided household goods, groceries, and hygiene items to the community for free, which we were given donations from community members, different organizations, churches, and just people that we knew off of our social media. And we were able to feed over 8,000 families, I believe, over 8,000
awesome.
Families just doing that throughout the summer. Yeah. And then it transitioned to helping different community organizations as well as just distributing different products and household goods to community programs that were already in place, as well as we also do a program called Heal the Homies, which is our homeless mission to just give them hygiene items and food throughout the winter.
Well, you're an incredible community ambassador, and you're doing great work. You're also really funny, and you're at the Poorhouse now tomorrow night.
Yes.
So, and I would encourage people to check you out because it is really funny. Before I let you go, you being a movie person and a TV person, what's the best thing that you've just recently watched or binged?
Lovecraft Culture. The reason being, if you pay attention to the messages in it, I can't disagree with anything that they're saying.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's actually on Stars, I want to say, but don't quote me. Stars or HBO, something like that. I got it on Prime Video.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Ashley Henderson here. Good to catch up with you, and best wishes moving forward.
Yes, yes. Follow me at @my_coolash. I got it backwards. I appreciate you, man. Please come to the show, too.
That's right. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you. I love ya.
She's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. You can also see her. Make sure you check out the video. It's on the WCCO Radio Facebook page and Twitter, too. And even if you missed it now, you can go back and watch it. And I'd encourage you, too, to just Google her and check out her stuff. Very funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.